Father, we just give you thanks today for this special day.
我们为这今天特别的日子献上感恩。
That you have set aside in Canada a special day to give thanks.
你特别的预留了加拿大来作为为你献上感恩的礼物。
And for who else could we give thanks for? But you are the giver of all good things.
就是我们就把这些都献上感恩。 你是一切的礼物的源头。
And you give us your word to share today as well. We pray that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Today, or this is Thanksgiving Sunday.
Amen.
It's not every country has a Thanksgiving Day. But I'm so thankful that the leaders of our country many years ago have decided to set aside a day to give thanks.
但是我很感谢就是我们的这些前辈们在国家的这个前辈们他就把这个日子特别的设定为这个感恩节。Because
from where do all good things come?
因为这所有的好东西是从哪里来的呢?
Only from the Lord.
只有从神那里来。
Why is it, it's amazing to me, why is it that so many people from other lands want to come to Canada?
就是讲到这个加拿大,为什么这个对我来说是特别的让我感觉到惊叹惊, 就是,
Maybe it's a question I ask many of you, why did you come to Canada?
也许可以问问大家,你们是怎么来,为什么来到加拿大?
I didn't have that choice, I was born here.
我是没选择,因为我生在加拿大。
But my parents, grandparents came from Europe.
但是我的父亲,我的祖父母,他们是从欧洲来的。
And my father was born in this country, and that was in 1904.
我的父亲是1904年出生在加拿大。
And as the youngest in his family, his father died when he was only 4 years old.
他是家里面是最年轻的,他出生的时候父亲才,他四岁的时候他父亲就过世了。And
as a result of that, my father only went to grade 4 in school.
然后我的父亲呢,也是因此呢,只读到了这个四年级。My
father didn't have then an education.
就是我们,我的父亲呢,也没有什么得到很好的教育。
But my father was a praying man.
但是我的父亲却是个祷告的人。
And when I was growing up, I wanted to farm with my dad.
在我长大的时候,我就想要向我的父亲学习。
He wanted me to go in the ministry.
他想让我去参加事工。
I said, Dad, you need my help here. I knew he needed my help on the farm.
我说,父亲啊,你需要我在这个农场里面帮忙啊,为什么要差我去呢?
But he never said anything anymore, he just prayed.
但是他也没有再说别的,他就祷告。
And his sister, my aunt, who was my sponsor at my baptism, she prayed too.
然后他的妹妹,就是我的姑姑呢,也是为我祷告。
And with those two people praying, I never had a chance after that.
你知道,两个人为我祷告,我就没有别的选择了。
And as you can see, I'm here today.
所以你看,现在我就在这里为你们传讲福音了。But
I made a deal with my dad.
但是我跟我爸有个交易。You
do not sell the farm, but I will go to college for the first year because I'm coming home to farm.
我跟我爸说, 我们有个交易就是你留着这个农场,等我去读完大学一年级,我准备要回来的。
And he agreed and did not sell the farm for 9 years while I was going through schooling for ministry.
他就答应我,我在大学里就经过有9年的来来回回的时间,他一直就留着农场没有卖掉。
And there's a result. God had a special plan for me that I never knew at that time.
但是我没有想到,结果是神给了我一个计划,我没有想到。But
because I had a father who had only grade 4, knew how to pray.
因为我有个爸爸,他虽然只读过四年级,但是他知道怎么祷告。
He knew who to depend on.
他知道谁是他的依靠。
And he passed that on to us children.
他把这个基因传承给了我们这些儿女。
Every morning we would get up and we'd milk the cows and feed the pigs and the chickens.
每天早晨我们就是照顾那些牛啊，这些鸡啊，这些。
Then we would come in for breakfast.
然后我们才吃早餐。
But every morning before we would sit down to eat, my father would read a devotion.
但是每天早晨的时候，我都看到我的父亲，他都会，吃饭之前都会祷告。
One week, I was late for school every day because we were late getting the chores done, and I would beg my dad, maybe we could skip devotion this morning so I could get to school on time.
有一周我几乎每一天都会迟到这个上学，因为就是事情安排很杂乱。我的爸爸，我就跟我爸说，要不要就不要灵修，不要祷告了，就时间好充裕一点。但他没有。
I may as well have talked to the wall.
但是我好像是对着墙说话。
My father always had a priority and set an example for us children.
我的父亲总是以此为榜样。
And for that, I give thanks even today.
其实以致我今天还为此献上感恩。
Because this being Thanksgiving weekend tomorrow, as we celebrate Thanksgiving,
就是我们这个星期呢，就是来一起来献上这个感恩。
The passage I have chosen is from Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20.
我今天分享的信息是以弗所书第五章第二十节。
It says, always give thanks for all things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
他说为凡事奉耶稣的名献上感恩。
How do we give thanks in all things?
你怎么可能为凡事献上感恩呢？
That's a big order that we have been given by the Lord.
就是神给我们一个这么大的一个命令。
How do you give thanks when a young man has been killed in a car accident and he leaves behind a wife and two small children?
你怎么为这样一件事情献上感恩？就是一个年轻人，他死了，然后被在车祸中死了，而且就留下这个太太和这个孩子。
How do the people in Ukraine today give thanks when they are in the midst of war?
你怎么像这个在乌克兰的那些百姓们，他们在这个战争中怎么献上感恩呢？
I had the privilege of going to Ukraine 7 times after President Gorbachev opened up the Soviet Union for Westerners to come and visit.
在戈尔巴乔夫这个当时这个苏联就是开放这个乌克兰给这个西方国家的时候，我有幸就是有7次访问了这个乌克兰。
Such a beautiful people and beautiful country.
那真是美好的国家，一个美好的人民。
And I cannot understand how it can be so destroyed today, with men, women, and children losing their lives.
我真的无法想象今天那么多的百姓，那些孩子们失去他们的生命。
I understand that in the country, as a young couple had the privilege of fleeing from their land.
我就是知道有一对夫妻，他其实有机会可以逃跑的。
As they were fleeing, they were gunned down and killed.
但是他们在逃跑的这个路上呢，就被枪杀了。
As they clung to each other, hoping to find a new country and get married.
他们真的是抱在一起，希望能够找到一个真正的一个安，就是一个能够安顿的一个国家，能够结婚走到一起。
They had been sweethearts since childhood.
They had been
sweethearts.
Oh, 他们就是从小就是青梅竹马的一对恋人。
Some of these Canadian words perhaps don't fit in the China, I don't know.
可能很多的年轻人都不一定会像这样。
But at least you know we have a God who is there. Why we have reason to give thanks today.
但是你至少你要知道我们有个神在那里就是我们要献上感恩的一个
And he has promised never to leave us never to forsake us
他定义永不离开撇弃我们
How can we not love such a God who gives such a promise
我们怎么不爱我们的神他给我们这样的一个应许
And why is it then that we cannot give thanks for such a God who gives such a promise?
我们却怎么样去感恩呢？在这样一个困难之中。
There is the story of a man who spent an entire year on a hospital bed.
有一个人，他几乎一年都在病床上。
During that time, his business thrived and was growing.
在那个期间，他的生意确实非常的好。
He was a man of faith, and while he was in that hospital bed, he prayed.
他是一个有信心的人，他就在那个时候他就祷告。
And when people would come to visit him at the hospital, instead of them bringing him joy and blessing, he would send them home being so blessed and full of joy.
他很多的人都要来带来带上这个礼物祝福，但是他也是。
Why?
送他们回去
Because he was filled with the joy of the Lord. Sometimes people say when difficulty comes to them, why me?
有的时候我们会问说这些困难临到我们我们就会问说为什么
It's the wrong questions for Christians to ask.
为什么会发生在我们身上呢这个其实是我们作为基督徒我们问的是一个错误的问题。
We should be able to say, why not me? Because we have available to us the greatest power in the whole world.
我们却反过来问为什么不是我们呢其实我们有极大的力量。
And one who has promised to answer us and take care of us no matter what.
可以跟主有个连接他不论任何的环境上他都会照顾我们。
At the time when my wife was living, she had gone to visit our daughter in Linden, Washington.
我太太她还活着的时候，她去去见我的女儿，在 Linden, Washington, 在华盛顿州那个地方。
Our daughter had our only two grandchildren, and of course, you know, grandma has to spoil the grandchildren.
有这个女儿呢有两个孙女，所以我的太太呢当然就很宠爱这个孙女。
And so she spent a lot of time there being a teacher and at the same time helping them in their schoolwork and in their projects that they were doing.
她在那里面她甚至还去参加那些学校的一些活动一些项目。
And all of a sudden she was having trouble breathing.
突然间她就是有那个呼吸上的困难。
And so they called the ambulance and they took her to the Bellingham Hospital.
所以他们就叫了救护车，把他送到 Bellingham 的那个医院。
We spoke that evening, and she said to me, "Carl, don't come tonight. I'm feeling stronger, and I want to use all my energy to get strong."
他说不用担心你啊，我想要多花点时间，就是我能够感觉到力量。
You can come and visit tomorrow.
你可以明天才来。
That next morning, the hospital called me and said she had a downturn.
可是第二天，那个医院跟我说，她开始有点不行了。
They asked me, have you talked with her about resuscitation?
她说，你有没有跟她商量过这个事后，或者说这个复苏的这个计划？
I said, no, we haven't talked about it, but whatever you do to keep her alive.
但是我还没有，但是你不管你，不论你做什么，你都尽管去做，只要让她活着。
And I'll be on my way right away.
我马上就开始过，就上路过来。
When I got to the Sumas border and they asked me where I was going, he said, he let me through rather quickly, but he knew I would have a heavy foot on the gas pedal, so he said,Drive carefully.
这个在过海关的时候，然后他们问我是去哪里，他知道我的情况就让我过去。但他知道我在不断的加油门，他就对我特别提醒说：“你小心一点路上。”
When I got to the hospital, they had stationed a nurse in the center aisle as soon as you enter the hospital.
就是我一到那个地方就到那个中心。
She was waiting for me, and she would recognize me because she knew I'd be coming flying through the door rather quickly.
她知道我会来，因为看到我急匆匆的这个冲进门。
And when I saw her, I immediately asked, "Where's room 224? Room 224?"
我进去就说啊。224那个房间。
She said, "The doctor wants to talk to you first."
她说医生想要先跟你说说话。
I said, "I can talk to him later. I would need to get to room 224."
我说我后面再说吧，我先要去224这个房间。
She said, "The doctor's coming to you behind. He wants to talk to you."
她说这个医生就在你后面，你跟他说说话吧。
He came to me and he looked me in the face and he said, "We did everything we could. We could not save her."
他跟我说，我们已经尽全力了，但是我们救不了她。
I was amazed why I had peace in my heart. Because I knew then God took her.
忽然间确实有一种平安，因为我知道主把她接走了。
She's in the hospital. They have the best equipment in the whole world in the hospital.
她在医院里面，她有着最好的这些装备了，已经是最好的了。
They had doctors and nurses there with this equipment. And they could not save her.
那些医生、那些护士已经尽了全力了，但是仍然救不了她。
Only God could save her or take her.
只有神可以拿走她的生命。
And then I had peace in my heart, which I found amazing.
所以我在我心里面，我找到了平安。
Because there's no argument with God. He knows everything and he knows what he's doing.
因为你不能跟神争辩，神他知道他在做什么。
Is that a time to give thanks?
所以在那个时候，是你献上感恩的时候。
Absolutely, because I knew that Jesus had come, and without him coming, she could not have been now in his arms.
的的确确，因为我知道主，他现在就在主的怀里面。
Even in the midst of death, there is time to give thanks for the Lord Jesus Christ.
即使是在死亡的这个时候，也仍然是可以献上感恩给我们的主。
Because as we sang so beautifully, without him there'd be no hope.
因为我们有他，我们就是有这样的一个盼望。
Since that time, I have had the privilege to go to Africa a number of times.
自从在那个之后，我有机会去多次去非洲。
As well as Ukraine, after President Gorbachev had opened up the Soviet Union for Westerners to be able to come.
同时也去了这个乌克兰，就是多次去乌克兰，就是在那戈巴乔夫开那个门以后。
And as I had the privilege of being there 7 times as well to preach the gospel to these people.
我就有了7次的这个机会去那里面给他们当地的百姓传福音。
We needed translators because all I knew was English.
因为我当时我是需要这个翻译员，因为我只懂英文。
We landed in the large city of Lviv and discovered there was a university there.
我们在 Lviv 那个地方，那边有个大学。
We knew that the university would have an English class.
我们在那个大学里面有一个英文课。
And so we went to the English class, and when the class discovered that we were there from Canada, they said to the professor, "You will not see us at least for a week, or how long they are staying here. We are going to go live with them, because we will learn more English with them in the weeks that they are here than we will the rest of the year." And she agreed.
然后他们就听说有加拿大的这个一位过来，他就对他的这个教授说：“我们希望跟他们能够住在一起，好让我们可以学到这个英文。就”也许就一个星期所学的多过以后好几年，就一年所学的。
So, we had a whole class of translators.
所以我们就整个这个整个班级的人作为我的这个翻译员。
And the professor was my translator when I preached on Sunday.
就是那个星期天，当我这个传福音的时候，那个教授就作为我的翻译员。
But there was one mother so angry at me because her son was not only skipping English class, they had to skip all the classes in at the university.
就是有个妈妈确实对我很生气，因为她的那个她的儿子呢，不仅是这个没有去这个英文课，而且别的课都不去上了。
And as far as she was concerned, I had to be from the devil.
她觉得说我是魔鬼。
So I came back home that year, and there was a company here in Canada throwing out one of these big old clumsy computers. They were throwing it away. I said, what are you doing with it? I said, can I have it?
我回到加拿大，就是有个公司呢，他有这个电脑不要了，他要丢掉了。但是我就问他说，我可不可以给我呢？
The next year I went back to Ukraine, I had bundled it up and I took it back and I gave it to this young boy.
结果后来我再回到乌克兰的时候，我就拿这个电脑去送给这个。
He taught himself how to use it.And he was the only person at the university who had a computer.
他就是在整个班级里面唯一有这个电脑的学生。
All of a sudden, I had changed from being the devil to be an angel.
忽然间他们原本叫我是称我魔鬼的，现在把我当做天使了。
At least according to his mother, anyway.
至少他的母亲是这么看的。
But all of these students came to believe in Jesus.
但是因此，这所有的学生都因此信了主。
And I'll never forget this one lady said to me as she was talking that everybody in Canada being a Christian. And I said, where did you get that from?
然后那个有个人跟我说，他说所有的加拿大人都会是基督徒。我说你是怎么知道的？
And she looked me in the face and she said,Why not? You have everything. And in comparison to what they had, yeah, we did have everything.
他说为什么不会呢？因为你看你作为一个基督徒，你都就是什么都有，那我们什么都没有。
I said, but that's the problem. They have everything. They don't need the Lord.We all need the Lord.
我们都需要主。
There's only one way to heaven.
只有一条去往天国的路。
And that's through Jesus Christ.
那就是耶稣基督。
And through Him alone.
只有通过耶稣基督。
And that is reason for us to give thanks.
这是我们感恩的理由。
No matter what the circumstances are,
无论,
we can give thanks in all things.
无论任何环境，我们在凡事上都能献上感恩。
I had a hard time understanding that at first when the Lord said, give thanks in all things. But as I've grown older, yes, always in the end, without the Lord, we have nothing. And with the Lord, we have everything.
Amen.
其实我因为这个话我也觉得很难，就是说在凡事上献上感恩，但是随着我年龄的增长，我真的体会到，就是如果你没有主你什么都没有，但是有了主你就什么都有了。
I consider that the Lord has blessed me more than I could even have imagined if I had stayed on the farm.
我真的是觉得就是主
My father knew the importance of prayer. And that's why I ended up where I did.
就是因着这个祷告，所以我才会有今天。
How could a young boy like me in a poverty-stricken home end up in Africa preaching the gospel?
就我怎么可能一个年轻人，不是很有钱的一个年轻人，怎么会后来就去到了这个非洲这样一个地方给他们传福音呢？
Only by a miracle of God.
只有因着神迹。
I did not like school. Why?
我不喜欢。
I failed grade 2.
我不喜欢读书，不喜欢上学，我在二年级就 fail 掉了。
People say to me, how do you fail grade two? I say, I don't know, but I accomplished it.
人家问说你怎么二年级的时候你就不行了，我说是啊，但是我还是读完了。
And so school was not one of my joyful occasions in my younger life.
所以学校呢真的也不是说我喜欢的一个地方。
My sister was a year younger than me, so at grade two she caught up to me in school.
我的妹妹甚至还就是他读书的这个进度还超过了我，就是一个年级一个年级都超过我了。
We went to a small country school together in the same class right to grade 12.
在十二年级的时候，我跟我的妹妹甚至是同一个，就是在一个农村的一个学校，都是在同一个年同班。
I graduated. She didn't have enough courses, and she never did graduate.
但是你知道吗？后来我毕业了，他仍然没法毕业。
Why? Because I had no idea at that time I was going to be going on to a university and take training as pastor.
但是我真的是没有想到，是因为我后来呢，确实去了这个大学，是接受这个神学的这个教导。
And my father knew that each year he prayed and prayed because he knew I wasn't coming back to farm.
我的父亲呢，确实每年都在为我祷告。他知道我不会回来，就是经营这个农场。
And when I went to Ukraine, the first question my father asked me when I got home, "Did you get to preach there?"
然后我从乌克兰回到家的时候，我父亲问我的第一句话就是：“你有在那传福音吗？”
Because he knew his parents had come from Europe, and with the gospel.Only by the power of God could we be where we are.
因为他知道，就唯有这个福音的这个能力，使得我们可以有这个今天的这个样子。
And when I think of the privilege that I have had in Africa, I can only thank God on this Thanksgiving weekend for how much He has blessed me and looked after me.And poured His Spirit upon me in being in Africa.
我真的是因着这个能够去这个非洲，就是极大的献上感恩，是因为唯有这个神的力量，他的这个恩典，使得我能够达成这一切。
In 2004, I was invited to preach at a crusade in Moshi, Tanzania, Africa.
在2004年的时候，我有幸呢去传福音在非洲一个 Mauritania 那个地方。
They tell me that there were 5,000 to 10,000 people a night.
他说那个晚上呢会有五到十个人。
五千到一万人。
And of course, they would joke with me and saying, "We can't really count how many are here after dark, because unless the people smile."
我说我没法数到底有多少人，除非你们笑微笑。
But can you imagine a kid that failed grade two preaching to 5,000 to 10,000 people a night?
你能想象吗？一个在二年级差不多都读不下去的一个人，能够在非洲对着这几千人来传福音呢？
That does not happen because of human power. That can only happen because of the power of Almighty God.
靠人是完全不可能会有这样的事情，但是唯有这个神的能力可以做得到。
And that power is still available to us today, and that is why we can give thanks no matter what happens in our life.
今天这个力量仍然与我们同在，这就是我要献上感恩的原因。
I had the privilege also of being asked. They started a new Christian university that they were building at the foothills of Mount Kilimanjaro, only mountain in Africa.
他在那个非洲就是唯一有一个这个山脉的那个地方要建一个基督教大学，我却有幸可以参与。
They asked if I would consider building the chapel at this university in memory of my wife because they anticipate the future leaders of the country will be going through that university.
他问我可不可以就是建一个小教堂在这个学校那个地方，可以啊，可以用我太太的这个名义，因为他就很希望就是说通过这个学校呢，将来能够培养出一个真正一个领袖，可以带领这个国家的。
Can you imagine the impact that that can have on a country? The leaders going through Christian University.
你可以想象吗？有这样一个领导从这个基督教的这个学校里面出来，可以成为这个国家的这个带领的人。
When the bishop called me, he said it'll cost about $300,000.
然后他们给我对我说这个。300,000,
30,000. I said, Bishop, I will do it by faith.
我说 Bishop, 我只能够靠着信心了。
He knew exactly what I meant. I'm going to trust the Lord together to raise that money.
他也明白，我就唯有真的有依靠神才能够。筹到这么多的款。
I called my Kenyan friend from Africa in Abbotsford, and I told him $300,000.
我对我这个 Abbotsford 的那个朋友讲说，这个要需要这个300,000。
He said to me, American or Canadian money?
他说是还是美元，是美元还是加元？
I said, the bishop calls me in Canada. You know, I live in Canada. You know, got me. What else would it be, 300 Canadian? He said, no, in Africa, when we give estimates, always in U.S. money.
我说这个 bishop 是从加拿大打电话给我的话，那应该就是加元吧。但是他们说不是的，在这个他们当地的话呢，在这个非洲，其实他们指的是美元。
I called a pastor friend I have in Tanzania. Didn't call the bishop. I called a pastor friend. Would that be American or Canadian?
我就打电话问这个坦桑尼亚的一个牧师，问说他们通常是指的是加元还是美元？
He said American money that was.
他说他们通常指的就是美元。
I said okay.
我说
If God can raise 300,000 American.He can raise 400,000 Canadian, no problem for God.
所以我就是说，神啊，如果你能够筹到这么多的款的话，那你肯定你能够感动这个300,000人的这个心。
I saw so many miracles of people giving, and we paid 400,000.
Wow. 我看到就是很多很多的人就是愿意奉献，结果后来筹到的是400,000。
For example, my neighbor, he's a chicken farmer.
我的邻居，他是个养鸡场的主人。
They go to another church and they have 4 small children.
他去另外一个教会，他有四个孩子。
I tell them the story of Africa and next day she drives into my yard while I'm sitting on my tractor and she hands me an envelope.
我那天我坐在这个我的拖车的这个后面，他就拿了一个信封的东西给我。
$10,000 was in it.
就是有10,000。
A couple of months later, she drive in the yard again with another envelope for $10,000.
后来又给了我10,000。
That's a miracle.
这真是神迹啊。
After we send the 400,000, I get another letter from Africa.We want to furnish the chapel with good chairs so it can be used for graduations, church conventions, for other things. So that we need chairs, not a pews.
然后后来就是把这个捐款送过去以后，他们还跟我提到，就是说他们希望把这个好好的这个装饰一下，然后希望就是说有这个好的椅子，将来这个毕业典礼的这些时候都可以用得上，而不是说只是这个教堂的那种普通那种长椅子。
It was another 100,000 they wondered if I could find.
所以然后仍然还是要另外100,000。
This time I knew that meant 130 Canadian. I didn't have to ask.
这下我知道，就是 换成加币加元的话就是十万三千。
I have half a million on the 10 acres that I own, a line of credit on my farm. But that was all maxed out already. What I had sent to Africa, other Christian ministries, I was paying interest already on half a million, so I never had another cent.
但我知道我是完全没有力量的，因为我已经在这个贷款的这个方面已经到了这个极限了。
So what do you do?
所以我能怎么办呢？
You pray.
你只能祷告。
And so the pastor of the church where I retired from, he sent a letter to all the Lutheran churches in Fraser Valley and Vancouver if they might be able to help some way.
在我退休的那个教会的那个长者们呢，就发的这个消息，在个 Fraser 啦，然后这是不同的这个地方，就是在我以前的路德宗的那些教会们，问他们可不可以帮忙。
A pastor friend who is also retired, he phoned me and he said, Carl, I know a family in Ontario. They love to give to missions. Would it be okay if I phoned them?
有一个牧师给我打电话说，他说我知道在安大略省呢有一个牧师，他很愿意去给这个事工奉献的。你觉得要不要我去打个电话给他呢
？I said sure. You phone them. Be sure that if they respond, you get their phone number so I can call them and thank them.
我说好啊，如果他给你电话的话呢，你把电话也给我，然后我好就是如果他答应了之后，你把电话给我，我好亲自感谢他。
Sometime later, an envelope come to our church that should be used for Africa from Ontario.
Wow. 很快后面就是有一个信封的奉献的这个钱，是指定是说要给这个非洲的这个事工了，是从安大略省过来的。
We open the envelope.
我们打开这个信封。
$130,000.
Wow. 就是刚好就是十三万。
That's a miracle.
家园，这真的是神迹。
What else? One problem. They would not give their phone number. They said, "You tell him to thank the Lord, not us."
但是有个问题，他不愿意给我电话。他说：“你感谢神，不用感谢我。
” I feel that my Bible said we are to thank one another, and I still think I need to thank them too. As well as the Lord.
其实圣经上说也要学习彼此感恩，所以我也感谢，仍然感谢他们。
I don't know if you believe in miracles, but I believe in miracles.
我不知道你们相不相信神迹，我相信神迹。
And we send it to them.
所以我们后来就把这个捐款寄给了这个
And so,
非洲。
They invite me to come for dedication, but with pandemic, it didn't work out at this time. And so they haven't been able to do that. But my grandchildren told me, Grandpa, if you're going, we're not staying behind. Because when the first church I built in Kenya, in memory of my wife, how does an old man talk to grandchildren that are going to university? They're going to a Christian university. Grandpa don't know anything, and they're right. This technology, I know nothing.
就是后来呢，在这个非洲呢，有就是他们说要这个叫限电，还是这个叫就是线上的这个就已经建好了，要求我去，但是那个时候因为是COVID-19 这个缘故，所以没能去成。但是后来就是说另外一个在我Kenya那个地方就肯尼亚在那个地方就是说那地方建起来是在我的太太的名字之下的那个地方后来 Sorry, I forgot the last part. Can you repeat it?
他的孙子
所以
说他要就是说如果他 grandpa 去的话他们也会支持然后他孙子呢就是在大学然后他他孙子觉得他并不懂，就是科技上的东西、电子产品这些。
他的孙子不懂电子产品。
他孙子觉得他
不懂。他的孙子呢，就是说也希望也能够去，因为 这个 Pascal 不太懂这个电脑这方面的东西。
So I decided I'm not going to talk to my grandchildren at all. I'm going to take them to Africa and let God talk to them. And did he ever talk to them?
他就说他决定就把孩子带到非洲去。如果他孩子他的孙子不听他的话呢，他相信他的孙子会听神的话，他们就把孙子也带去了。神就对他孙子说话。
哦、oh, 不知道你们听得见吗，就是他说那个他把他的那个孙子带到那边去的话呢，他是知道这个孙子呢是会听神的话，虽然不会听他的话。
When we arrived our first stop was at an orphanage, and at that orphanage they don't teach them in the language of the country, Swahili. They teach them in EnglishAnd they tell him, if you graduate in English, you can go anywhere in the world then. And they study like crazy. Orphanage, they have nothing.
在那里有个孤儿院，他们教他们是英文，他们对他们说，如果你们学好这个英文的话，将来你去任何的国家都可以。他们就非常努力地学英文。
So when my grandchildren stop there and meet with them, they could talk to them, they speak in English. They changed their lives. They couldn't imagine. Those children had nothing. The clothes they were wearing. And somebody had to sponsor those clothes. They had nothing.
So, 我的孙子去那边的话，就跟他们可以很自由的这个交谈。你知道他们就很贫穷，他们真的是穿了这些衣服的话，真的是都是什么都没有，都是别人给的。
But they were so happy and so full of joy. And they thought, this is amazing.
他们真的很高兴，很喜乐。他们觉得这个真的是太棒了。
Every evening, they would have a devotion time, and they would sing to the Lord like you can't believe.
他每天晚上呢，都会花一个时间去敬拜的这个时间，你实在不敢相信。
That touched my grandchildren's heart like I could have never touched them with what I say.
就是我那个我的。孙子们他们的心被触摸的是我做不到的。
So when I come home I get a call, my grandchildren go to university in Phoenix, Arizona, to Christian University there. They phone me, Grandpa, we have problem. I say, what's your problem? Well, when we were at orphanage we sponsor a child, didn't have anybody to pay for its food and you know what they need, clothingWe pay $40 a month, and now we're going to university. We're not working. What we can do? I say, okay, Grandpa got the message. I take care of it. While you in school, then you pay. Okay, Grandpa. Okay.
就是那些在那个地方，他在凤凰城那个读书，他有一天打电话给我说，我遇到个问题。他说有一个需要他去赞助的。就是问他就关于这方面的事情，然后后面是说多少钱，我不太记得。
他赞助的费用40块，他们赞助，但是他们现在上学没有钱，他就说他们没有钱。他那 grandpa 就说 OK 没关系，我来赞助，当你们毕业以后呢，我来你们就付这个钱。
对，就是。
Then my daughter.
我发现我思路跟不上。
Okay. Then my daughter sponsor a sister to the one they sponsoring.And she can easily take care of that child.
那他的女儿呢？也同样的，就是资助了另外一个孤儿。
That's why they say to me, Grandpa, you going back for the dedication in Tanzania? We coming along.
所以呢，我们把这个坦桑尼亚这个教会献殿的时候呢，我们的孙子就说，我们也要来。
Grandpa will gladly pay. It's the best money I ever spent on those children.
然后作为一个祖父呢，我愿意来付他们这个旅费。然后这是一个，就是我觉得我花的最好的一个钱。
You have problem with children sometime? Take them to Africa. You cannot come home without being changed.
如果你有就是育儿方面的问题的话呢，就带他们去非洲，你会发现他们一定会被改变。
I knew my grandchildren would be changed because the first time I go, I'm changed every time I go.
那我知道我的孙子会改变的，因为我知道我去的时候，第一次去我就改变，而且每一次去我都有改变。
God touches your life like you have never ever seen, and that's why I have such good reason today, this weekend, to give thanks to God for what He has given for my family.
那神能做的就是超过我们所求所想，所以我今天可以站在这里呢，给献上感恩。
And especially what He has given for my grandchildren.
特别是他为我孙子所做的。
There is always something for which we can give thanks.
我们永远都是有东西可以来献上感恩的。
And I am so thankful to God for everything that He has done for my family. Why not this weekend give Him thanks and praise?
那我就是为神呢，就是为我们家庭做的事情呢，我就献上感恩。为什么就是我们今天不能谢感恩节，献上我们的感恩呢？
And may I also say I'm so thankful that I met Pastor Bing and Susan so that I could meet you as well.
Yeah.
And so before Pastor Bing go to China, I could pray with him and for his family. And so good to know that his father is feeling better. Oh, what a joy for me.
那呢牧师走之前呢我也有机会跟他一起祷告也为他代祷然后现在发现他的就是他的爸爸呢身体越来越好我也非常的感恩
And so I know that each one of you here today you have so much to be thankful for and think of what all God has done and give Him thanks not only on Thanksgiving Day but every day
那就每一位呢都可以就是神在你生命上所做的事情你都献上感恩当然不仅仅是在感恩节每一天我们都要献上感恩
So Father now we just give you thanks and praise that you use this word to bless us not only today but each day in thanksgiving to you in Jesus name I pray
Amen
天父你献上感恩 Amen
Thank you